It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
They throw a quick hitter to Coleman, who catches it over the head of Woolen for a touchdown. Smith under center. Trips as he drops from center, and he's sacked. Sacked on the play by Greg Rousseau. It's a turnover on downs for Buffalo. Pocket collapsing. Allen's going to step up. He fumbled the football. It's loose, but Ty Johnson hops on it, and it's a first down. Steps up in the pocket, throws, has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown. Hand off to Cook, going to try to bounce it outside. It's a race to the pylon, and he's in for a two-yard touchdown run. Hand off goes to Cook, right up the gut, and into the end zone for his second rushing touchdown of the game. Another blitz coming and has to get rid of it, and it's intercepted. It's picked off. Austin Johnson with the INT.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Football Monday, Victory Monday. A little Nirvana to bring in your Seattle Victory Monday. It is Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe, Josh Schmidt producing. How is everybody? What's up?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's chilly out there. It's going to be beautiful this week.
That's fine.
Though. It's going to be in the 70s. Record highs.
Let's go.
For the next couple days.
What a fall we're having here.
73 Wednesday and Thursday.
Come on. This is the best fall. This is the best fall I've seen.
Most of them are this good.
Rain like one time, knock on wood. It's supposed to rain like once or twice this week, but it's going to be perfect. All the sports teams are winning.
That's true.
Although Liverpool drew yesterday. It's okay, though.
Is there a big game tonight?
A big game tonight. I think you have to say so, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Are they playing for first place?
The Sabres.
I'm going to have to look at the standings.
No, I don't think they're that
close.
Are you
sure?
I don't think so. They were a couple points back.
Yeah, they're 4 points back. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway, hey, the Bills win. I had a thought about, we all had lots of thoughts about the Bills and their win. How pedestrian a beatdown?
Yeah. Also, I almost want to say funny a beatdown because for a moment, Seattle, the dumbest day I've ever seen a team have in my life.
Yeah, pretty bad.
It even extended into I just saw the clip this morning of Geno Smith, and that was a road game for us. Just, who had a worse day than Seattle and the whole Seahawks? Everything went wrong.
Yeah.
In hilarious fashion.
Even when Josh Allen dropped the ball and kicked it forward for a first down.
The Bills got a first down with Allen kicking the ball to a running back.
Yep.
Everything, just the stupidest game I've ever seen a team have. They're fighting each other on the field. Then they're fighting each other on the sidelines. The ball, it's football follies, right? Ball's just going over guys' heads. The quarterback's crying on the sidelines at one point, too. Just, man, what a day they had.
Yeah, the game.
I think he was crying. It looked like he was crying.
The game script was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I mean, what were the... I look forward to Kevin Cole, who does the... You know, he'll go back and look at the EPA per play and take out the lucky plays.
Seattle's going to be higher.
Yeah, Seattle doesn't snap the ball back a million yards.
Yep.
That was football follies all over it.
And then the center steps on Geno Smith's foot on a fourth down.
I think the center might be a member of Bills Mafia. I think he was out there to sabotage Seattle.
It actually was Mitch Morrison, a fake mustache in that game. Yeah.
So we got that. The Bills defense looked very good to me. I mean, there were... consecutive calls to the postgame show upset about the Bills' run defense in this game, which is truly incredible.
Yeah,
They ran for 30 yards.
There was
at one point it was 111-3.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
come on,
they had 1 or 3 yards at one point. Kenneth Walker made some nice plays when they were checking it down to him, but also what are you gonna do? He's just he's a great player.
Yep,
he's gonna do that to you.
Had very little other than the checkdowns. I mean, Geno Smith would drop back and look. And wait, and wait,
yep,
and check it down. They really missed DK Metcalf in this game. Really missed DK Metcalf.
They did.
And their only options were to check in underneath to Kenneth Walker or JSN. That's pretty much the offense.
Tyler Lockett, 1 catch for 9 yards.
Right. Lockett is formerly a great receiver. I don't think he's quite on that level anymore.
He's still pretty good, though.
Still pretty good.
Was he the guy they decided, hey, this is going to be their... They're going to try to replace the big Metcalf plays with... Tyler Lockett running shot plays down the field.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
Yeah, not against the Bills, it's not. But, like, Lockett, he had been his couple of games before this, like 4 for 45, 4 for 65, 4 for 75, 5 for 61, 5 for 46, 6 for 77. Those are games he's had this year. Like, every game's exactly the same. Then he plays the Bills, 1 for 9.
Right.
Like, he had not exploded in any single game, but he had been involved in every game, and he was not involved at all.
Was Benny Blankets on him? Christian Benford?
Oh, right.
Benny Blankets?
Benny Blankets.
Or the Pincher? We'll still work on that nickname. So, anyway.
Douglas was on him that one time because he almost had a pick
almost
six.
Almost had a pick six.
Yeah.
Yeah, the defense played great. The offense played great. They did pretty much anything they wanted to. They ran the ball effectively, but they ran the ball much better once they were already up. I mean, those opening touchdown drives, the first couple drives they got moving the ball, I mean, they did it with chunk plays. It's the thing, whether it's Joe Brady finding the right speed, finding the right plays, whether it's the breakout of Coleman or the addition of Cooper, or if it's throwing Dalton Kincaid getting vertical a couple times. It was a, hold your hats now, two-catch game for Dawson Knox. That's not nothing. I mean, he hasn't done that all year.
The yards were there.
That's right.
50 yards.
So yeah. The vertical passing game is back for the Bills. They look more dangerous. And, you know, what can you say? Josh Allen did take the easy button throw. Shakir was featured as a huge part of this game.
Mm-hmm.
He had two catches on the first drive, finished with 9 overall. They looked great. They looked absolutely great. And Keon Coleman, we're starting to see some real, real good stuff on him. The scouting report, you know, depending on what you thought of him, there were some that liked him for certain elements of the game and some that didn't for other elements. The scouting report seems to be, so far, right bang on. He's winning contested catches. He plays bully ball. He looks like a bully out there.
Did you see the play? It was a run play where he pointed. He pointed at the guy and then
pancaked
snap
him.
and he smoked him.
Absolutely pancaked him. Yeah.
And also, him having that game, I don't have the numbers on this. Maybe they'll come out today or later in the week. Was he not being covered by Tariq Woolen on every play, who is their stud corner? And that guy, I mean, they were going at it all game. Was he the one that Coleman blocked into the bench, by the way? Like, that was a game where like, you get the he's got dog in him, right?
Yep.
You get that type of mantra. Like, Coleman in that game, jumping over Tariq Woolen to get a touchdown, just rip the ball away from him with one arm, throw a guy into the bench, pancake another one. I mean, that was as impressive a game for Coleman. I think considering who was being he was covering, I think it was more impressive than last week.
Yeah.
Given strength of opponent, like, he was so impressive in that game. I mean, their passing game, I don't know if I could have laid out or imagined a game script where I'm so impressed with their pass game overall and Amari Cooper just wasn't involved at all. They just didn't care because the other guys were all producing. Well, Shakir and Coleman mostly.
And you know it went well. I mean, the Bills are still going to say the whole everybody eats thing, but what they needed was players to show up and be worth targeting a lot. Coleman is earning the targets.
Yes,
they go to him twice in the end zone on the same drive, and he catches the second one for that catch over Woolen, which is, you know, a nice catch. It's a basketball play.
That was the one, did you see, they said that was a called run.
And Allen checked to that?
Josh checked to the fade, yeah. So the rest, everyone else in the field was going run play.
And then,
Allen and Coleman were doing fade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was up to, like, you know, Allen has that call.
Message is for? All the people that get mad at you and me for saying they should pass it more. Here's Josh checking out of a run to pass it. What happened? Touchdown. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the passing game. Starting to believe in them. And
Shakir at a 35-yard pass. Coleman at a 25-yard pass. Knox at a 27-yard pass. Like, they had explosive pass plays.
This passing game was missing explosive plays for, I don't want to say like a calendar year, but for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The playoff game is defined for me by missing explosive plays. They had a drop. But still, one drop shouldn't mean you don't have any explosive plays offensively. And all of a sudden, they're getting multiple players with explosive plays in the game. That's the formula. And they did it against maybe the Tennessee defense is not as good as we thought because the Lions just went and put a million on them. You know, the Tennessee defense has some talent, but whatever. The Bills are getting the job done on the road, in the rain, overcoming all their penalties. It's another reason maybe to pass the ball instead. When they run it, they take holding penalties. How many holding penalties? Was it 100?
Yeah, there was a lot of penalties.
It's the second time this year we've watched the most penalties in a game in the NFL. The Bills-Jets was the most penalties in a game to that point. And now Bills-Seahawks set the league mark this year, for most penalties in a game. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if anybody's got an idea about it. You'll hear people say things like, this is unsustainable, this is a bad product. I don't know what to tell you. It's a lot of penalties. And it does take away from the game. But what are they going to do? Just like allow guys to hold or dial the slider back?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, are you just going to get games like that where the officials walk in saying, like, oh, we're going to be a little more ticky-tacky today on holding calls?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Are the Bills one of these teams where they kind of teach to be a little more aggressive on that front because they're daring officials to call it all the time? I don't know if they are. Maybe they are a team like that.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. We got an Austin Johnson interception.
Yep.
I like the note on the broadcast that was the first of his career at any level.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a defensive player who had never caught a ball before.
Did they go down to Pee-wee for that?
They asked him.
Yeah.
They said, have you ever had one? No. Yeah.
McDermott said he had a scoop and score in college.
That's not a pick.
That's not a pick.
A scoop and score is not a pick.
Yeah.
Scoop and score might be harder. You know, the scoop is harder than a catch with a bouncing football. Anyway, so the Bills win. The Jets lose to the Patriots and their backup quarterback, Jacoby Brissett.
That's amazing.
We've got Jets rants for you to play today because, as we pointed out a few times, when the Bills are good, you know, we miss the rants a little bit. Nobody gets to get that mad. And we've got some Jets rants today. I think there's some Bears rants out there for the Hail Mary. If you watched the Bills game, you missed the Commanders and the Bears until the Bills game was over, and then you caught the good parts because the Commanders-Bears was a terrible game for most of it. It was 9-0.
Yeah. That would have been twice this year where you would have turned a Bills game off to put the Commanders on and immediately saw something spectacular.
Yeah.
Because the Monday night game against Jacksonville, that was a doubleheader, you turned that game off, and I think right after the Bills game ended, Daniels threw an amazing 50-yard touchdown to Terry McLaurin. And then in this game, if you would have put them on, you saw, well, you might have saw two things. One, you might have saw the Bears trying to hand the football to an offensive lineman at the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Then you would have saw them get it back and score, and then Jaden Daniels throw the Hail Mary. And maybe if you went on social media after you saw, do you see the Tyreek Stevenson video?
I did.
The defensive back for the Bears.
Has anybody in America not seen the Tyreek Stevenson video?
If you haven't, make sure you seek it out. I think it might have been
the most tweeted video in the history of the platform.
It makes super viral, maybe. We need a new term.
Yes.
It's above viral. This guy who, by the way, was getting in a fight with Terry McLaurin earlier in the game, and he's taunting the fans, and then he's the one that tips the ball up in the air right to Noah Brown.
Yep.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, hey, it was a fun day. I mean, for the Bills, Albert Breer had a point about them, and I wonder if there's a takeaway here that we should, and I mean this, always expect them to be really good.
Yeah.
In the Allen and McDermott era. McDermott / Babich / Brady coaching. Give the coaches their flowers today. The coaches didn't take the penalties, and they overcame it. The play calling overcomes it. The play design overcomes it. The defensive game plan overcomes it. When this team plays, even on the road, in a place like Seattle, now Seattle's not a team with a winning record. Does that no longer count as a win over a team with a winning record?
Yeah, I don't know how we do that.
When they beat Miami had a winning record. When they beat Seattle had a winning record. We don't count those anymore? Okay, just let me know what counts and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But this team, this team with Sean McDermott, they go on the road and they wallop Seattle. How many teams go on the road and just win by 3 touchdowns? There's a short list.
Yeah.
It's the Bills. It's the Ravens most times. It's the Lions right now who beat everybody. But the Bills do it more than any team in the last 7 years. They're a fantastic program, the phrase used by Albert Breer. This program continues to churn out results. It really is like watching, but they don't have a national championship. It's like Alabama. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Bills are 6-2? What else is new?
Right.
And they're welcoming Miami this week to dominate them at home. And oh, great, sounds awesome. You know, it was one of those games, Joe, that was a reminder that while everything is really about what happens in the postseason, that there are so many enjoyable days on the way to watch your team be one of the class teams of the league. That's what they are routinely. Yeah. And they had a game earlier this year. Wasn't the Houston game for the Bills the dumb game that Seattle just had? Like, the Bills made some bad decisions. They had some big injuries. The quarterback missed some throws. Well, like, if they play Houston again, they beat Houston. I'm pretty confident about that.
Right now, you think they'd beat Houston?
They would beat Houston if they played again. Yes.
Would they beat Baltimore?
They might. People started treating Baltimore like they were the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Baltimore got hot. They're a good team, a very good team. Went on the road and lost to Cleveland.
Yeah. They're weird in their own division.
They are not.
Not even weird. Just they don't. They're like a 500 team in their own division.
But right now, the Bills have an inside track over Baltimore for a higher seed.
Yeah. So yeah, now, they're up by one.
That's right. Baltimore has three losses. So plenty to monitor. The Chiefs win again. Don't care. Whatever. Travis Kelce's still alive.
Did you have that game on while it was happening?
I did not. I refused.
I had it on my second screen.
I refused to watch the Chiefs out of principle because they break into my house and turn my television on and force me to watch games at Arrowhead 10 times a year as it is. So if I have a choice to not watch them, I choose to not watch them.
Well, good choice. The Raiders had them. They lose by 7. Mahomes throws a pick on his own, 5-yard line? And the Raiders go, I think it was run, turnover on downs.
Solid.
On first and goal. That game could have, again, though, but that is what the Chiefs are, is their defense bailing out their offense a lot.
Yep.
That happens a lot for them. And you can win that way. I'm very excited to get to that matchup. I feel like I was just... Like, watching, I had both games on. I had Red Zone on, but they were going to the Chief game a lot. So I had the Bills game on one screen and the Chief game on the other a lot. And as I'm watching both games, I'm just thinking to myself, like, man, what if the Bills just pummel them in a couple weeks? What if they just blow them out?
Would you be shocked?
No. I don't think here's the thing. I think the Chiefs' defense is great. But the Bills' offense does look right now, they've looked like this several times this year, like when they're hitting their notes, they're a team that can run away with a game. And I've yet to see that from Kansas City once.
Yeah.
Like a team that can run away with a game. What that probably means is the game will probably be close, of course. But the Bills are capable of stomping on teams. And the Chiefs still don't really look like that. But they have the 2-game lead, so... For now, they're going to be number one in all the power rankings and standings, I'm sure. Especially because the Ravens lost yesterday.
803-0550. Bills win on their way to a fifth consecutive division title. And we're talking.
Yeah, can we hang the banner already?
We're talking about it. Some of this film from Seattle is going to be pretty nice to watch. The throw to Keon Coleman. I mean, the way he's getting open. The way Allen is trusting him. It was always obvious to me that he was going to be throwing the ball to Coleman a lot. When he's running, when he's scrambling, when he's out of structure, he's going to need to find somebody he likes. That's why Diggs got the ball so much, because he would always look for Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now Diggs is gone, and Keon Coleman is getting those targets, more so than Cooper. And I wonder if a little bit of that is the road. You know, hey, we're going to keep Cooper's involvement in this game down a little bit. He doesn't know the playbook as well, and we are on the road, so no one can explain it to him while he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll still get going, but Coleman, if Cooper just is who he's supposed to be and Coleman continues to blossom the way that he is, then the Bills are in really good shape. And it's not a coincidence to me that their offense looks better when Josh Allen is throwing the ball to wide receivers. That's what he does really well. It's what he's done really well his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the ball to wide receivers. Mix in some Dalton Kincaid. Mix in some James Cook. But get the ball to Coleman, Shakir, and in other cases, you know, Cooper. 803-0550 on the offense, on the defense, on a Bills victory Monday. They really beat the heck out of the Seahawks. They bully them, in part because the Seahawks stepped on a couple of rakes along the way. Like, they really, really had a rough day out there.
Yeah.
Tough one for Seattle. And Brady. We'll get your thoughts on Brady as well.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, if that's happened, right? A guy, like, ready to fist fight his teammate on the sidelines.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Player of the opposing team separating them. Like Deion Dawkins just kind of struts in like, we good, guys? Like, we good? They separate immediately upon Dawkins getting there, but it looked like those two Seahawks were about to come to blows in the middle of the field. Which, what happens if that happens? You get a 15-yard penalty?
I don't know. It's a good question.
They start shoving each other.
Personal foul, both fouls on the defense.
30 yards for the Bills.
Right. Punching.
Right. It's not offsetting because they're on the same team.
Right. That's a really good question. Are you allowed to punch your own teammate or is it a personal foul? Let's go to Gene Steratore. Gene, can you punch your own teammate?
See, this would have been nice if Brady would have thought to ask this on the broad. Well, it wouldn't have been Gene, though. Who they have? One of their other guys.
That's...
Come on, you know.
Mike Pereira?
You know, is it Mike Pereira? No, it was Blandino.
Dean Blandino.
Yeah. Because they went to him in the first half, and he wasn't ready, and you heard him drop the mic.
No.
Like he's fumbling with his headset, and then I don't remember what he said.
Paul in Buffalo starts us off. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Quickly, I'm going to run through three teams. First with the Sabres, 11%, and this is what I see with Dahlin, and I've watched every game the guy has played in his life. He is not shooting his slap shot, and he's not throwing the body. Both of those things point to me to a strained abdominal muscle. His skating seems to have come back 100%. He can pass. His brilliant pass is back at 100%. But I haven't seen him boom the slap shot. I haven't seen him throw the body, and those are both two parts of his game that make him unique among the great defensemen, is that he does everything. He does things that Hughes would never think of doing. He does things that Makar would never think of doing because he's a complete player. For the Bills, impresses me every week. This is a very talented player, and he seems to only be getting better. The Bills have such a great position this year. They might even look to load management for some of their defensive players to have them healthy at the right time of the season. They are truly in the catbird seat. And in 35 years of watching baseball, I have never seen a manager give away a game like Aaron Boone did in World Series Game 1. When he took Gerrit Cole out of that game at 88 pitches, I was flabbergasted. And in 30 years, Derek Jeter's never given an opinion on anything. He made it an art form to speak and not say anything. And he went after Aaron Boone. That tells you how god-awful bad it was. I am shocked. It was so you couldn't have scripted a more devastating loss from a seven-game series point as Game 1 went for the Yankees. They need a masterful performance from Clark Schmidt, and they certainly need Aaron Judge to hit. Guys, have a great show. Go Yankees, and let's go Sabres tonight. Jordan Greenway, you might need to beat someone up tonight just because it's Monday night. Let everyone know who is the big man on campus in that rink tonight, and it will go far.
Thanks, Paul. On the Sabres, I'll say my one thought is this. How many things are working for them really well? Not that many. And they're winning games and scoring goals. They have one line that really puts the puck in the net.
Sometimes it's all it takes, though.
So that's right.
Yeah.
But their goalies aren't hot. Their special teams are not hot.
Yeah.
Their second line, Tage is winning it right now.
I would say their third line, they have two lines that are every night playing great.
Yes. But it's worth pointing out, this is why I'm encouraged. It's not like everything's going right and they're eking out wins.
Mm.
They are still a little sloppy, a little imperfect by their own version of what they maybe want to be and can be.
There's a few individuals you still want way more from.
Goalies. The goalies have not been great.
Goalies, Dahlin, Cousins, Quinn.
And those are pretty big pieces.
Right.
803-0550. It's Football Monday, Victory Monday. Bills beat the Seahawks. Let's fire it up. How good do you feel? How much are things changing for you as this season goes on and they keep stacking wins? Now 6-2, and Miami coming in, who is 2-5?
2-5. Amazing. In second place at 2-5.
And then there's the Jets. Man.
Oh, I can't wait.
Should we spend the week just
the whole day just make it Jets central with everything?
The Jets, amazing. They lost to Jacoby Brissett. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550, Victory Monday on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Bills showing blitz, and they bring it. Smith has time, fires, batted out of the air again and almost intercepted. Rousseau tipped it again. Two batted passes for incompletions by Rousseau on the first series. Here's the snap, and they throw a quick hitter to Coleman, who catches it over the head of Woolen for a touchdown. Keon Coleman went up and pulled it off the roof for a 2-yard touchdown reception.
Chris Brown on the call. A couple notes on those shots to Coleman in a minute. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Let's get the Skyworks stats of the game, brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. James Cook had a nice day in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Shakir had a nice day as well. Josh Allen had a nice day. He had things working offensively, and the Bills cruised to a 31-10 victory. Allen, 283 with two touchdowns. First interception. Devastating, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Devastating. The Bills kept them out of the end zone, which is nice. So Allen's perfect streak is over.
He did, by the way. He's got that streak of no pick sixes going.
Yes.
I was watching that play like, oh, get him down, get him down. And it came close.
Did
he get down to the 10, maybe?
It was inside the 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Shakir over 100. Cook over 100. Geno Smith was the leading rusher for the Seattle Seahawks with 5 carries and 16 yards.
Wow.
Yeah. Not good.
Walker 9-for-12. It was that bad. Because it did feel like he was better than that. But again, all of the plays he made were in the pass game.
The Bills hold the Seahawks to 233 yards, 1-of-7 on third down.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills also overcome a mountain of penalties, 13-for-85 yards, and win the game.
Yeah.
And Geno Smith said it felt like a road game at times.
Yeah.
Bills Mafia is such an imposing force. Now we've taken over Seattle. Who's next? Indy. Good luck. I got a couple stats of the day for you on Anthony Richardson, who is setting some records in bad quarterbacking.
Yeah, they're going to take that building over.
And they're going to dominate that game.
What was our idea for that trip? The Notre Dame game?
Notre Dame, Florida State is the day before.
Yeah.
Not a bad trip.
Although that game might not be as competitive as we thought at the beginning of the year. But still,
that's a great trip.
803-0550
to join us on a Victory Monday, 1-888-550-2550. Just checking, Eric Turner of Cover One's tweeting out some highlights that on the two plays to Coleman in the end zone, the first one he doesn't catch, the second one he does, point out that it looks like they're kind of like 50-50 run calls, and Allen decides to go for the pass on both of them.
Yeah.
Which, think of how much trust he has in Coleman already.
Right.
It's nice. Well, we got the fire alarm going off in here now.
It's because the Bills are hot.
They are. Red hot. We'll get some calls in. 803-0550. Paul in Akron. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to just talk about how I'm glad the bounces finally came our way. Normally, we're talking about how the other team picked the ball. We didn't get it. It goes over our quarterback's head. Somebody stepped on our quarterback. We fell down on a fourth down. That stuff, it seems like it normally happens to us, and it's good to see that, you know, we get some of the bounces sometimes. Just wanted to point that out. But mainly, we need to get a hold of Kyle Brandt for angry runs, because when you cook in the kitchen and you eat 80% of it, like Cook did yesterday, that run where he knocked someone's helmet off for that touchdown, that needs to go up with Kyle Brandt's angry run. I'm not saying it's going to win, but it needs to be in there. I just love that. I was just like, oh my God, did you see that helmet just fly out? He hit the guy so hard to go into the end zone, his helmet flew off. But, you know, that's what I wanted to say. I don't know if you can, I know you guys got some pull with Kyle, so maybe you could send him that tape so we can see that.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
You guys have a good morning. Thanks.
You too. The one thing I'd say about Cook's run, and I'm half kidding here, but if he ever gets tackled at the one, he's not getting the ball. That's Josh Allen. Right? Josh goes in from the one. And
so he's got to score from the five.
Once you get close, if you're a Bills running back, Eagles running back should do this too. Once you get to about the two, you better go in yourself, because if you don't, we're taking it from you.
Right.
And, again, half kidding, Allen twice decided to check to passes to throw to Keon Coleman. So if you're James Cook, the cook's hungry. I got to get in myself. I got to smash through this guy's face.
Yes.
They did. He's got, what was it, 2 rushing touchdowns last year on the season.
Is he up to 5?
He might not be getting the ball at the 1-yard line, but he's getting the ball inside the 10 way more than he did last year. He is up to... He's up to 7 rushing touchdowns on the season.
That's insane compared to 2 last year. 2.
7 through
and he
eight,
was their lead
games.
Yeah, he was their lead back last year, and he had 2.
Yeah, he has 7 on the year. And then if you count the receiving, he's up to 8 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
That was a reason why when a lot of people told you not to pick him in fantasy, was you're not going to get the touchdowns. This year, you're getting the touchdowns. I don't know that they're going to continue at a rate of almost 1 per game, but he's slippery, right? Like, he's so smooth. He's getting these little shotgun runs at the 6-yard line, and he's beating these guys to the corner. And maybe that's working, and the Bills are having that as a part of their red zone offense, where teams are coming in with their base personnel, and now if you've got 3 linebackers on the field, like, James Cook's going to beat you to the edge a lot more often if he's going against a linebacker than against a nickel corner.
803-0550. Alan in Toronto is up next. Hey, Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Josh Allen, 24 of 34 for 283 yards. He's on his way to 4,000-plus yards a game for the 4th or 5th consecutive year. And it's hard to believe he was pitching a shutout in the interception department until early yesterday, and it didn't affect him. I thought the Seahawks would give them a much more of a stubborn battle, because Lumen Field can be a very, very intimidating place. You know, the crowd there is very, very raucous, and the noise is ear-piercing every bit as much as Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Seattle has 32 total yards on the ground. Do you think that Seattle's running game was that bad, or Buffalo Bills' running defense was that good? It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the Bills' D-line's a lot better than the Seahawks' offensive line.
Yeah, there's that. And I also think it's one of those things where no DK Metcalf allows the Bills to just not worry nearly as much about the thing that they want to do. We want to protect from shots over the top. Who was going to do that on the Seattle offense yesterday? Who's going to beat them over the top? Who do they have any fear of?
Nobody.
You're not going to have any fear of Tyler Lockett like that anymore. He had done it in his career. He's just not going to worry about that.
And Jake Bobo would have been the one running those routes.
Exactly.
You're just not
worried about it. So I feel like, you know, Seattle putting up more of a fight. If I'm a Seahawks fan, I might think, you know, if I'm fully healthy and I play you again, I might not win, but I don't think it looks like I didn't put up a fight. They got down inside the 10 twice and came away with 3 points. So, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. And that Seattle had, not only did they get beat, they got unlucky and they got beat. Like, if Allen doesn't fumble that ball forward and Ty Johnson collect it, that's another drive that stopped. The Bills score on that drive, ultimately? I don't even remember which drive they scored.
Is that the end of the half drive? I think they... Is that the drive where the pass or the personal foul happens?
Yes.
And then they scored a Kincaid?
Yeah, another terrible mistake by Seattle.
Was it the worst one? They had 2 drives inside the 5 that they got 3 points out of.
Listen, I'm glad they got the call, but could I make a suggestion for a rule in the NFL? If the quarterback that gets roughed...
That was that drive, by the way.
Okay.
The first set of downs, 3rd and 5, Allen... Oh, they labeled this weird. Allen sacked at Bills 9 for -3, fumbles recovered by Ty Johnson at the 23.
Look at that.
I don't know why they gave it as a sack.
Because if you tackle the quarterback behind the line, that's a sack.
But he didn't get tackled. He just dropped the football.
Strip sack, baby.
All right. So later on is the personal foul, though. Yeah.
The personal foul. If you as a quarterback are roughed, and before your body comes to a stop on the turf, you are pointing to the player that roughed you, that's not roughing. That's my rule.
He got hit under the chin by a 300-pound lineman.
Can we all listen? No one's listening in Seattle. They're not going to take it off the board. Josh Allen is an actor, folks.
He is.
He is very good at it.
I know.
He throws his head, and then on his way to the ground, he starts to point to the player like, that's roughing.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. If that were anybody else, we'd lose our minds. He's a tremendous actor.
He is.
He did get hit. It was late. He knows. He's got that spatial awareness that he can throw himself to the ground like no one else.
Yeah. He's getting that call regardless, though, in that spot. right? I think that one's getting called no matter what. There might be other plays where he doesn't. He's adopted the, I think he's talked about this. He learned this from LeBron James.
How to flop?
Because LeBron said, I'm too big to get calls. So I'm going to start. He's decided halfway through his career, I don't get the calls I think I should, so I'm going to start trying to draw them. And Allen, I think, has mentioned that before. Yeah. Like, LeBron has to do it to get the calls because he's big. I'm going to do it because I'm big and have to get the calls.
803-0550. Victory Monday. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR. Give us a call if you'd like on what you took away from the game. You can join us. 1-888-550-2550. Victory Monday. Tonight, Steelers and Giants. You can watch the Steelers. Let's get a look at the Steelers. Russell Wilson's going to take a bunch of sacks tonight because the Giants actually do get after the quarterback. But it'll be fun. All right. Chris Brown, 830. Sal coming up as well. It's Victory Monday. Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Four-man rush. Allen back to pass. Going to roll out to his left to buy time. Looking for Coleman downfield. He's got him at the 18. Trying to shake the defender. He's at the 16.
Hats off to Buffalo. They came in, they beat us at home. Their fans traveled well. You know, it was real loud in there. Kind of felt like we were on the road at times. So they came out, they fought, they beat us.
Geno Smith. Bills win and take over Lumen Field in the process. That slice of audio from the locker room. It's brought to you by Picasso's Pizza, your game day tailgating headquarters. Time for Eye on the Quarterback, brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business, so you don't have to. Our business is protecting your business. Allen Sharp in this game. They used play action. They had him on the move. He threw on the run. He was precise. It was great. Outside of the interception, which looked like what? They said Cooper slipped. It looks like the ball was in the wrong spot anyway. Like, even if he hadn't slipped, I'm not sure he would have gotten there. But whatever. One interception. Don't care. Otherwise, great play from Josh Allen. Geno Smith just didn't have any downfield answers. The Bills shut it down. So,
yep.
Big victory for the Bills on the road. And next up, Miami, who comes in. Their offense looked fixed. The Dolphins' offense moved up and down the field. They ran the ball well. Tua was fine, right? They were kind of back.
Yeah, they looked certainly far better than they did in, you know, their games without Tua. They did. It wasn't the typical Dolphins start hot and then they kind of slowed up and let the Cardinals back in. They did make some mistakes. Did you see the Tua play for the safety? How he almost. It's like he fanned on the punch. The ball's rolling behind him in the end zone. He knows it's going to be a safety. So Tua tries to punch the ball out of the back of the end zone, and he, like, flubs it. And the Cardinals come, like, an inch away from recovering it in the end zone. It would have been, speaking of football follies, like, that would have been the one of the of the day. But he got out of there with the safety. And then Cardinals, man, just touchdown, field goal to end the game. So if you're going to keep up in the division, you can't lose games like that.
No.
You're at home. You have the lead. You have a double-digit point lead or a two-score lead. Jets, too. Like, these teams have easy schedules. That's part of the thinking, I think, as to why like they could keep up, right? And they just, I mean, if you're not going to beat the Cardinals and the Patriots, like, call it. Which is what we should probably do anyway. We should call it. They're going to win the division.
Yes. Which means home playoff game, which means clear that week out of your schedule. The race will be for the one seed. It is Victory Monday. They're celebrating victories in Washington. Cleveland had a dramatic victory. Green Bay held off Jacksonville, who was scrappy. The Bengals got beat.
Yes, they did.
And they are maybe not left for dead, but they're in some deep trouble. Steelers and Giants tonight on Monday Night Football. Jeremy and Joe, Victory Monday. Let's get your calls in. 803-0550. Wide open segment. Let's hear from you. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.